This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, March 15th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers have been notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding ongoing, increasingly dangerous developments in the Ukraine. With a referendum on Crimea's secession to be held on Saturday, by all accounts, Russia appears to be preparing for what looks like the next phase, an invasion of eastern Ukraine. As of the time of this report's preparation on Friday evening, Western media outlets, if they are to be believed, are reporting Russia has massed more than 80,000 troops along the Ukrainian border, as well as 270 tanks, 180 armored vehicles, 90 attack helicopters, hundreds of artillery pieces, and more than 100 military aircraft. Alternately, Ukraine's interim defense minister reports that Russia has deployed a much larger force. According to the head of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, Ukraine is facing the threat of a full-scale invasion from various directions. Military analysts are noting that while Russia claims the moves are training exercises, such operations require notification of neighboring states under a series of conventional arms agreements. To date, none has been received. In fact, the existence of the mobilization was denied by the Kremlin until Thursday of this week, when live-fire exercises began within only a few kilometers of the Ukrainian border. U.S. intelligence officials state that Ukraine's interim government is appealing to the U.S. for direct military aid, including arms, ammunition, and intelligence support, though the Obama administration has reportedly only agreed to send military rations for the time being. Earlier in the week, PBS interviewed Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey on the Ukrainian crisis, during which he made the following statement. If Russia is allowed to do this, which is to say, move into a sovereign country under the guise of protecting ethnic Russians in Ukraine, it exposes Eastern Europe to significant risk because there are ethnic enclaves all over Eastern Europe and the Balkans. General Dempsey went on to make perfectly clear that the U.S. does have treaty obligations with our NATO allies and has assured them that should the treaty obligations be triggered, the U.S. would respond militarily. As reported in last week's issue of Threat Journal, NATO members Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania have been stepping up defensive measures, including movement of tanks and personnel to border positions, as well as seeking additional assistance from other NATO members, including the U.S. The Pentagon has already deployed more than a dozen fighter aircraft to the region to help patrol the skies, and this week it was announced that at least two AWACS surveillance aircraft have been sent to fly patrols over Poland and Romania to monitor the crisis in neighboring Ukraine. It was also announced this week that the Bush Carrier Battle Group would remain in the Mediterranean as an additional resource. The U.S. guided missile cruiser USS Truxtun is currently in the Black Sea. In direct response to this buildup of U.S. and NATO forces, Russia has deployed at least six Su-27 Flanker fighter jets to an airfield in Belarus. The situation is fluid and has significant potential of getting ugly very fast. Despite efforts by diplomats to talk each other into submission, few expect Russia will ever relinquish control of the strategically vital Crimean Peninsula. It is equally unlikely that Russia will stand down and allow the Ukraine, and in particular the eastern part of the country, to be absorbed into the EU and ultimately NATO. To this end, following more diplomatic talks on Friday afternoon, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated that the U.S. and Russia remain at odds over the situation. He also repeated President Vladimir Putin's declaration of the right to invade Ukraine to protect Russian citizens and quote-unquote compatriots. Here again, Alert USA warns listeners that this situation is rapidly moving towards a possible dangerous confrontation between the U.S., NATO, and Russia. Given other tension-filled regions in the world, it is highly probable that an outbreak of hostilities in Central Europe could easily result in additional conflicts popping up, such as in the Western Pacific between China and Japan, North and South Korea, and even between Iran and Israel. With major powers preoccupied, regional skirmishes are a distinct possibility and a regular part of defense planning. There should be no question that with the downturn of the global economy, numerous countries around the world, including the U.S., awash in debt, and the increasing scramble for strategic resources, we are entering into a dangerous time period. Alert USA continues to monitor the situation in the Ukraine closely and will notify service subscribers of any significant escalation, further U.S. involvement, or any overall change to the threat environment as events warrant. In other news, during testimony this week before the Senate Armed Services Committee, two of the nation's top special operations officials warned that the spillover effect from the growing number of radical Islamists in Syria would eventually threaten the American homeland. Navy Admiral William McCraven, commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command, and Assistant Defense Secretary for Special Operations Michael Lumpkin testified that if left unchecked, the growing number of extremists and the threat they posed to the region and the world was only going to get worse. Quoting Assistant Secretary of Defense Lumpkin, "The threat is already bleeding over the borders of Syria as we're having spillage into the surrounding nations. I can't give you a date when the homeland is in direct threat, but it's in the not-too-distant future." 2 days following this testimony, a bill was introduced in Congress intended to severely restrict Americans from traveling to Syria and would carry penalties of up to 20 years for violators. Known as the International Conflicts of Concern Act and authored by Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia, the bill is in response to a large influx of foreign fighters in Syria, including at least 50 Americans. Those who follow the Threat Journal Facebook or Twitter news streams will recall that last week we posted a video of a pair of Los Angeles gang members in Syria talking snap and giving shout-outs while engaging in the conflict. If passed into law, the bill would designate Syria as a country of conflict concern and prevent Americans from traveling there without a license approved by the Treasury Department, as well as prohibit U.S. citizens from providing material support to any group operating in Syria, including both pro-government and anti-government forces. The obvious overarching concern behind the official's testimony as well as this legislation is having American citizens, or those who can gain easy entry, learning battlefield tradecraft, then returning to the U.S. and putting this skill set to use on U.S. soil. Listeners are reminded that on multiple occasions in the past, Alert USA Threat Journal has reported on Obama administration efforts to fund, train, and arm Islamic militants and opposition forces, some of which are aligned with the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization, who are fighting against the Syrian military. You can find links to videos of the special operations officials' testimony on this threat, as well as the video of the Los Angeles gangbangers from the Syrian battlefield, in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. And in a related piece, this week the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization announced it is launching a slick new English-language magazine known as Resurgence as part of a renewed effort to recruit and inspire Western jihadis to launch attacks in their own countries. A video posted to YouTube announces the new publication and refers to quotes by Malcolm X to justify violent struggle, and it appears to be modeled on a previous Al-Qaeda publication known as Inspire, which carried messages from Osama bin Laden, bomb-making directions, and other field craft needed for launching lone wolf attacks. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that the U.S. Embassy in Moscow is warning Americans either in or traveling to Russia for any reason to be alert to the ongoing tensions in the Ukraine, to evaluate their personal security situation, and to be aware of the possibility of violence or anti-U.S. actions directed against U.S. citizens and interests. Additionally, the U.S. State Department has issued updated travel warnings for Haiti and Mauritania, holding at 40 the number of locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant threats for U.S. citizens. These include a worldwide caution for Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, you are strongly advised to regularly monitor the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, March 15th, 2014.